it's gone beyond that now at this stage, unfortunately, Greg, and the powers that be that could have supported the Northwest Island community and the homeless people in the Northwest to actually maintain services are aware and have been fully aware of what is happening in relation to the Northwest Island community and have been aware for the last number of years. And so if anything could have been done to save the Simon community, the times I do that would have been up until about 2 weeks ago. And but unfortunately, we can't afford to wait any longer and to continue on the services that we have. We have to try and do this in an orderly fashion and to close up our services in an orderly way rather than letting it go any further.
What does that mean in terms of services?
Well, there is in Letterkenny, the Northwest Island community would have 19 properties, flats with one and two bedroom flats that have tenants in them at the moment. And those will be protected and the tenancies will continue on regardless of what voluntary housing body is actually in charge of those properties. So we have been having discussions with a couple of different voluntary housing bodies over the last month or two to see if any of them would be in a position to take over those properties. So in terms of those tenants, there will be no change. Over the next few weeks, it might change who the company or the voluntary housing body that they pay the rent to, but their tenancies will not change, and that's vitally important that those people be aware of that.